Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I've got the big... a big bang.
Oh, and I've got a dream. Or was it a nightmare?
Ooh,
makes you think.
Hello there, welcome to Date Fight. It's the podcast where we pitch things that occurred on this day in history against each other and Lizzie gets drunk in the background.
Yes, he's Jake Yap. I'm Nat Tapley, and no matter how we've described it in this opening bit, that will bear no relation to what happens in the ensuing few minutes. Here to govern us in all of her just glory is Elizabeth Godot Roper.
I'm Lizzie Roper, and I am sponsored by Turpentine and Methylated Spirits, the drink of choice for ladies.
I'm going to take us to the 27th of October, 312. And in the year 312, there was no one emperor in Rome. There were lots of people fighting who wanted to be emperor of Rome. And Emperor Constantine and Emperor Maxentius were saying, I'm the emperor of Rome. No, I'm the emperor of Rome, really. No, you go away. No, you go away.
I want to be the emperor of Rome.
No, you can't.
Oh, please, please, just for a minute. Actually, you get to take Rome home. I can only play with the Rome now here.
They were brothers-in-law. Constantine married Maxentius' sister, so that many Christmas must have been quite awkward that year.
And what have you got for Christmas?
The emperorship of Rome.
Your sister's pictures of her in the new... So on the 27th of October, they were going to have a big battle the next day outside Rome, and Constantine went
home
to bed.
Time.
And he had a dream. And he dreamed of the battle, and all the soldiers had crosses on their shields. And he went, ooh, what does that mean? And then he dreamed that he looked up, and there was a gigantic flaming cross in the sky. And he woke up and he said, I'm not really sure what this means. And he went back to sleep. And according to him, Jesus appeared to him and said... Use this sign against your enemies, which doesn't sound like Jesus at all, as far as I'm concerned. Jesus didn't usually turn up giving you tips on military strategy, but he did. He woke up and he went, well, I guess we're all Christian now. And the next day there was the Battle of Milvian Bridge, when Maxentius drew up his troops too close to the River Tiber and ended up drowning and falling in the river. And Constantine went, oh, it was right. Jesus saved him. Jesus does kill loads of people. Jesus is the best at being violent. Let's all be Christians now.
Jesus slays.
Yeah. And so that's why Rome became Christian, was because of that dream he had on the 27th of October in the year 312, which is why Europe became Christian, which is why Christianity is still a big thing, all because Emperor Constantine, who wasn't really the emperor at that point, had a dream on the 27th of October.
What had happened if he'd dreamt of cheese or something?
Yeah,
well, then we'd
fly.
All be, it'd be, then Salisbury Cathedral would be made out of brie.
That, yummy!
That makes sense. Mm. I would like to take you to the 27th of October, 1986, guys.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know how big into, like, stockbroking and stuff you guys are, but...
oh, very.
Yeah, okay.
Penny stocks.
Yeah, cool. The government, the British government, deregulates financial markets. Now, if you've wondered why, you know, Britain is... Why are we considered to be a financial capital of the world? Like, why? What have we ever... It all goes back to this day in 1986. They completely changed the structure of it. Not only did they bring in kind of electronic systems and stuff, but they basically completely deregulated everything and said all of those sort of assurances and trusts that have to be put in place normally, all those little sort of buffers and barriers and insurements of funds and stuff. You know
it's
what?
A free-for-all!
You guys seem really trustworthy. Just get the heck on with it. Just get on with it.
It's only money.
Yes,
don't
it's fine.
Let us tell you what to do.
Yeah, so... what I mean, all of the Isle of Dogs development and Canary Wharf, all of that happened solely because of what happened on this day in 1986. It all went berserk. Now, Nigel Lawson, cuddly, twinkly-eyed, kindly soul,
deflated
the original dispensing.
Person who doesn't believe in climate change.
That's right.
Yeah,
and fought for Brexit and then got
Gaunt
French citizenship.
Shadow of his former self.
That's the guy. The guy who looks
like he's just been dug up.
Disconcertingly like the cruel emperor in The Empire Strikes Back.
It's like his own evil twin whom he ate in the womb.
Oh, excellent.
Wow. How long have you been waiting to trot that line out? That's beautiful,
yeah,
that.
I mean, just...
I've got, there's one line I've never had an application for and I've always wanted to. Which is say, oh, you know him, the one with the freelance teeth. But...
That's lovely.
Anyway, he posited the theory that the whole of the big crash in 2007, well, the crisis from 2007 to 2012, the global financial crisis, started right back on that day in 1986 when everything changed. Yeah, I think he was the chancellor. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He did that. So it was a seismic day and rightly called the Big Bang, leading to lots of other big bangs of depressed.
When was Black Wednesday or speaking Dirty of, Friday or whoops,
any day you like, babe? Any day you like.
But Nigel Lawson had two daughters called Nigella and Thomasina. Does anyone get the feeling he really wanted a son?
No way.
What else should we call it? Dominica is my other daughter.
Yeah, Alana.
Brian, not Brianna. Yeah.
And Stephen. I mean, Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Yeah, issues. Right there.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
How do you end up with Nigella Lawson, who's like the most amazing, balanced, brilliant, thoughtful, warm,
beautiful,
witty.
It's like Snow White, who can cook.
But
and
she's
just
so
fabulous.
Smart and funny and just... How did you...
The apple does fall
much.
Far from
he
the tree. It rolls down the hill and puts a penny on.
Yeah. Maybe the mum was a good one.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. It's fun to speculate. Sorry, carry on.
Happy birthday to Leo Baxendale. Of the Bash Street Kids, Little Plum, Minnie the Minx, Three Bears, and Sweeney Toddler, but he's not the best Sweeney Toddler one. That's Tom Paterson. But Tom Paterson essentially copied Leo Baxendale.
Yes, but Tom Paterson's great too. And
yes,
you can find, if anybody wants to buy some original Sweeney Todd artwork done by Tom Paterson, just let me know. I've got his email address.
I do.
You can email him and he'll just send you some pictures and you can go, I want that one, please.
Lovely.
Really?
Yeah, he's really lovely and really nice. And I've got some prints by Leo Baxendale and they're really great. And just today, I was looking at all of his stuff and his Willy the Kid books now are going for like 50, 70 quid a copy.
What? Yeah. Amazing. That's good. Ken Reed's my favourite. But that's,
yes. Is that Faceache?
Well. Yeah, that's Faceache and Jonah.
Can you get him to sign your bottom and then turn it into a tattoo?
Yep.
Yes.
And then you'll be worth £1 million.
I already am. I've actually worked it out on paper. I've worked it out. My net worth, 8.2 million.
What?
Yeah, I've worked it out, mate.
Nice. Happy birthday to early 20th century's Australia's greatest gangster, Squizzy Taylor. Squizzy Taylor, so known because his eye was all squiffy. He did such things as sly grog selling and two-up schooling and other things that they have special verbs for in Australia that the rest of the world doesn't understand.
Yeah.
Everyone who was a gangster in Australia had a stupid name. There was Squizzy Taylor, Snoopy Tanner, and Squizzy Taylor was killed after a fatal gunfight with Snowy Cantaloupe.
You're just making this
no,
up. This is
I'm
nonsense.
Calling that. That was your bluff. That was your bluff. I'm calling
Squizzy,
it.
Snoozy.
I'm calling
sweaty,
it.
Wah.
It's not. And Snowy was asleep when Squizzy burst into his room to shoot him. And then Snowy's mother came through to see what all the ruckus was and got shot herself. Snowy got off one shot.
What was
shot
she
Squizzy's...
called? Lady Lala?
I don't know. She's probably called
Poopy Bing Bangs.
Oh,
what's
poopy.
That? I said, I need an ambulance to Poopy Bing Bang's house.
Hurry up!
Anyway, that's Squizzy Taylor, the greatest gangster in Australia's history.
Wow.
Very good. Lizzie, it's over.
What am I supposed to do with this? Do you remember the days when you'd tell me stories about a man who... What was that? What was that?
That's Jake's talk.
Oh, I feel like my alien forefathers are talking to me. Do you remember the days you used to tell me stories about? It was about a man and he worked in a mine and he got a pipe in his chest and he went to the doctor and he sneezed and it fell out and there was another man and he killed a woman and he put her in the cellar and they came round and they said there's a dead woman in his cellar. Do you remember those days?
Yeah, well, none of that's been happening.
Murder.
Now you give me the dry old, I'm an emperor, you see, when Jesus appears in a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
and
when
says,
Jesus...
kill those people. Mm. Violent yes. Jesus.
But then, may I refer you to the point I made
Jesus.
A few days ago?
Yeah.
How do we know that Jesus is not a tiny mouse or maybe a leaf blowing in the wind? A very violent tiny
mouse.
Nat, and a very violent
leaf. Kill them all!
Nat.
Yes?
Do you want to burn the heretic or shall I?
You can start. I'll get the kindling. You cool.
You're going to have to catch me first. So.
It's all right. I've just put a dog in a little cage somewhere. Yeah.
Ooh,
a Lizzie trap.
Puppies.
A trail of puppies.
Yes, please. So we've either got Rome becoming Christian, or we've got the real sort of the foot on the accelerator of capitalism as we know it. It's not well. I did my
Charles
Archie's
father-in-law.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose the one that really affected me the most was 1986, isn't it? When they deregulated the financial markets.
So. You went to a convent school. The existence of Christianity in Western Europe probably made
she's
more
a heretic!
In your childhood.
No, yeah. By 1986, I was in a sixth form college looking at boys with a Mohican and half a rubber bat hanging out my ear. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Amazing. Living the dream.
Lovely.
Yeah, so the points go to Sir Jacob Yap.
Storms into the lead for the week at 2-1.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
God, if I'd realised. Yeah.
It's not storming, it's literally incrementally I've gone one
limping.
In front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I was trying to add some sort of jeopardy to it.
No. It was manipulate. It was voter intimidation.
You are the hanging Chad of
at hotmail.com.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, if you're as spent as we are, do come back tomorrow for more.
Yes, as should we. All right. Bye.
See you later. Bye.
No!